Hey, Tom, W2T for a few more minutes.
Oh, it's getting a little rainy out here. We're up here on Highway 11, heading back from the apple orchards.
What, the apples?
Let me look. Did we bring Rusty any apples?
No, I don't think so.
Well, darn, you could have at least brought me back some of those apple pies after hearing you and Bob talk about them earlier.
I generally don't mention when I'm going out of town, as you well know, but I heard Bob on there. I didn't get any of those. They were $3 a piece. That's out of my pay grade when I got somebody here that can make better ones.
Oh, I know that. But, I mean, I don't have anybody around that can make better ones. I have to always beg mine, you know.
Ones there, apple turnovers or something. Oh, those look so good. I almost bought one. Let me see. I got one little drink and that apple cider or slushy, you know, the small one. And six donuts, and it was $9.
That's a little bit high. Well, hopefully you got some good apples while you were up there, too.
Video down, I'm sorry, Rusty. Sometimes I forget. The apple crop, well, they lost 75% of the apples due to that freeze this year. So the Honeycrisps, they got them for now, but I'll bet they sell out fast. That's why we went, because this weekend's the big apple festival. And we also went because we didn't want to be around a crowd. And boy, it worked out. There weren't very many people there at all. But Bernice and the lady said they lost all the big apples to that freeze.
Sure they did. I'm sure they did. Well, I'll tell you what, I have arrived at the place at which I was intending to arrive. I'm going to go in here and eat lunch at Olive Garden, and I will catch up to you later. Y'all have a good afternoon. Talk to you after a while. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Well, that sounds good. I might have Bruce make some spaghetti and meatballs. Take care. This is N0TR. Clear.